ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts today. I want to talk about something that I really enjoy, and that's the name of God. Oh, it's a name above all names. God said that in the scriptures, man. In Philippians, I believe, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, that Jesus' name is above all names. But the name that encompasses God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost is I Am That I Am. Let me read a scripture. It's in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. In other words, when you understand the word I am or the name I am, it encompasses everything. Now, you know, he's got over 70 names, but the supreme name is I am. Yet in thy I am is Jesus, and every knee's got to bow of that powerful and glorious name. I said this one time, it's good to have a good name, and it's better to have a good name than a great name. And what do you mean by that? There are a lot of people have great names, but they do evil. Genghis Khan, I mean, a lot of people back there that did terrible things. I mean, they have a great name, you recognize it immediately, but they don't have a good name. But oh, God has got the best name anybody can ever think of or do. Just think of this. Lord, I need some help. I am. God, I'm sick. I am. Lord, I'm in financial trouble. I am. I mean, my Lord, man, it just encompasses everything. Here's another scripture. I love it. St. John chapter 8, verse 58. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. You see, some people would say, wait a minute, no, Jesus' name is different from I am. No, St. John chapter 8, verse 58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Ooh, glory to God. That's a blessing of the Lord. And you know, a good name is the greatest thing anybody could ever have. It is such a blessing of the Lord, you know. And when you understand that I am is before you and around you and about you. You know, people ask me all the time, well, Jesse, you just don't seem to struggle anymore. You know why? I am. I'm not talking about Jesse Duplantis. I'm talking about the I am that lives inside of me, that goes before me, behind me, and around me, and protects me in every which way. And listen, through the person of the Holy Spirit tells me what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. He said he'd guide us in all truth. I'm going to tell you something some of you might get mad at me about. I don't really think about missing things. You know, boy, I missed it there. Now, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Don't misunderstand. We have. But I don't put my mind on that. I trust the Holy Spirit so much. St. John 16, 13, howbeit when the Spirit of truth is come, he would guide us in all truth. Not some truth. All truth. Think about that. Now, what makes that possible is I am. That I am. And I want to tell you something about children. When they look at their mother and father, they may not understand it, but you are really their I am. They don't think twice about being hungry. They get hungry, they go to the refrigerator and get what they want, especially if they're teenagers, right? Watch it. If a baby comes in the house and a baby controls everything, it will tell the mother and the father, who is I am, feed me. I want something to eat. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing. And they look at you like we should be looking at the Father God. I am that I am. In other words, you take care of everything. Take care of everything they take, you know, spiritually, physically, financially. If they need some clothes, you get them some. If they need some shoes, you get them some. Whatever it takes. But the best part is just hold on to them when they're crying or hold on when they feel a little unsure about themselves. Ooh, there's something about that I am that puts the hug on you. And son, that's as good as it gets. So remember today, That I am is your protection and he's your honor. Honor God today and honor his name and you watch what God will do for you spiritually, physically, and financially. Every time God blesses me, I just say thank you. I don't care where I'm at. It don't make a difference. I'm in a store. It don't make nothing. I put my hand up like, Father, thank you for doing that. And when I pray over my food, I don't go like it. I say, Lord Jesus, I say it a little loud. I want people to know that I'm praying over my food. I thank God for this food and the money to pay for it and a good tip to give the waiter or waitress when I leave. That's the I am that I am. God's number one name, he's got a lot of them, over 70, is I am.